It's time for Bicentennial Biographies, brought to you as a public service of the Chautauqua County Historical Society. Paul R. Clothier was born November 13, 1896, to Hamilton and Bertie Clothier of Silver Creek. He was born on the family farm located on Bennett State Road, which would serve as his residence for his entire life. He was a graduate of Silver Creek Schools and attended Cornell University. Clothier spent his adult life growing grapes on his family farm. He played a key role in establishing the National Grape Cooperative Association, serving as its first president. He was also a delegate to the co-op representing Silver Creek. In addition, Clothier was partly responsible for the purchase of the Welch's Grape Juice Company by farmers of the Lakeshore area. In addition to his work in the grape industry, Clothier was also involved in politics, being first elected as Hanover Town Supervisor in 1939. He would be re-elected to that position 11 times in a row. During his time as leader of Hanover, he helped to see improvements in the town hall, town park, town highway system, and town government. In 1948, Clothier became chairman of the County Board of Supervisors. He would continue to serve in that position for 15 consecutive years, guiding the county through the 1950s. He led the charge in creating the county senior citizen home and infirmary in Dunkirk, without borrowing a single dollar to pay for it. He also worked to establish a county tax map program and a mental health clinic. At the end of 1962, Clothier stepped down as chairman of the Board of Supervisors. He died less than a year later on June 2, 1963, at the age of 66, still holding the office of Hanover Town Supervisor. On October 4, 1970, the county's Hall R. Clothier Building in Mayville was named in his honor. Bicentennial Biographies has been brought to you as a public service by the Chautauqua County Historical Society throughout 2011 to celebrate the county's 200th birthday. To learn more about local history, visit McClurgMuseum.org or contact your local historical society.